Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 74th Venice International Film Festival. Today I'm in company of David Batty and Michael Caine, director and protagonist of My Generation screening. Hear how the competition.
From what I've read, this project has been conceived along 6 years. So I was wondering, how did you decide on the approach to give to the film, to how to guide us through this journey?
Well, it started with my friendship with Simon Fuller. We were just friends, you know, and he's a big producer, but we were, you know. And then I was always talking about the 60s, you know, we'd have a conversation about the 60s. And he got an idea that might be able to make a film out of it. So he got in touch with David, who was a director, and Ian Lafrenet and Dick Clements, who are writers. And he said, well, you know, I started telling stories, and then they wrote the script, and we made a movie out of it.
I think the starting point for the film is obviously Michael, because what Michael represents, you know, there are a lot of big people from the 60s, a lot of stars, but what Michael is he is a sort of father figure to that generation.
I was the oldest.
The oldest. I don't want to say you're the oldest,
but
you're the
father figure. I don't mind. I'm quite old. I don't care.
The father figure. So he sort of led that generation in a quiet sort of way. So what he allowed us to do was if by telling his story, we could tell everybody else's, because they all bounce
off. That's what the movie. But I had no idea that I was leading anybody anywhere. I just followed my own thing, which was I was working class, very low class, with an accent. I was trying to go into the theatre, and it was an accent that nobody wrote for. Nobody wrote in England, wrote plays about working class young men. And I was very, very fortunate. I mean, I'm here because of timing, and not my timing. It's the timing of the writers who came. The writers came, and they started to write. I mean, they wrote the character Alfie, a working-class guy. No one had ever written that in England. And as a young man, like me and my mates, when we went to see a war film, we went to see American war films, because American war films were about private soldiers. British war films were about officers, and we had no way of relating to them.
Do you feel nostalgic about that moment in your life and in England?
No, I look forward. My motto for me is never look back, you'll trip over. I just feel that I was extraordinarily lucky to have been born when I was, and to become an actor when I did, when it was going to change. Otherwise, if England had stayed the same today, I would be a small part actor in a small company in a little town in England somewhere, making not a bad living. But I've had this enormous success and a fabulous life, you know, so I don't look back. I don't want to go back to the 60s because I'm so happy in the present.
But since that was a very creative moment, you know, where people talked face to face, and now we don't really communicate anymore. Do you think that we're in talking about the creative process? We are in a way doomed? Like there's...
Well, we don't communicate in a personal way anymore, but we sure could communicate with technology. I mean, the communications now is the point is, if you have an iPad, everybody knows everything. Even if you spell it wrong, they spell it right. But in my day, we were all ignorant, and we were so amazed to find out something. You know, you found out something, and you were saying, "My God, is that what happens?" Here, you just go, "Oh, that's it." Yeah.
But I think what you could say is you need a combination of the two.
Yeah.
Face-to-face meetings are where ideas spark and happen. But the joy now is that you can do the other as well. You can be informed. You can find things out that help you with those meetings. I mean, they were lucky that you could have this face-to-face stuff.
Well, if you look at the movies, all our movies were personal people, about people who did run and talk. Nowadays, the majority of movies are about monsters and fantasy and Star Wars. It's not about people, you know. I mean, you have to come to Venice to see those, you know. Mm. And the majority of money spent in Hollywood are on those movies, you know. And the personal movie is gradually disappearing. But where you can see it is on television, because you've got these great companies like Netflix and Amazon who are making those things.
Thank you so much. It was an honor.
Thank you.
Talking to you.
And we've been talking to David Bathey and Michael Caine, director and protagonist of My Generation, screening at the 74th Venice International Film Festival out of competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.